Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggy's Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the main topic of conversation in Pine Ridge is the premiere of Lum and Abner's picture, which is to be held in the schoolhouse Friday night. A projection machine has been ordered from the county seat, and Lum is busy appointing committees to handle all the arrangements for the big event. As we look in on the little community, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library. He's making a phone call. Listen.
Is that you, Sister Sampson? Well, this is Lum Edwards, moving picture star, talking. Ma? Oh, no, it don't feel no difference being a celebrity. Of course, you know me. I wouldn't let something like this affect me none. I'm going right ahead on speaking to all my friends just the same as usual, just like I weren't no better than they was. Uh-huh.
Well, morning,
Lum.
Oh, excuse me. I never seen you on the phone.
Just a minute, Amber. Mom? Oh, well, what I called you up for was to appoint you head of the committee to decorate the schoolhouse for the premiere of our picture Friday night, The Bashful Bachelor. Huh? Oh, you already figured on that?
Why, of course. She always does the decorating for everything.
Yeah, that ought to look nice. Uh-huh. Yes, Mom?
Don't tell her what she's planning.
Uh-huh.
On.
Well, either red or blue will be fine. Uh-huh. But red's fine with me.
Yeah, that's my favorite color, red.
All right, make it blue then.
Oh.
Well, either one's all right. Uh-huh. Yes, Mom. Here, Abner, take the receiver and listen to Sister Simpson for a while. I got a lot of other work to do.
Well, I don't know what to say to her.
Oh, just say anything. It don't matter no way. She'll do all the talking.
Well, I don't want to listen, Mom. Now, just let the receiver hang her. She'll run down after a while.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Go draft it.
Hope she gets through talking pretty soon, though, because I got a lot of important calls to make.
Important calls? What for?
Well, for the premier.
Oh.
I'm painting all the committees this morning so they can get started on all the arrangements for everything. There's a heap of work that's got to be did for Friday night.
Yeah, I reckon so. Well, who's on the committees?
Well, I got Mose Mooch down for ticket sales.
Mose, huh?
Yeah, I figured he can sell a lot of them right there in the barbershop.
That's a good idea.
I'm putting Luke Spears in charge of refreshments. He can get them out of his restaurant, of course.
Yeah. We're going to have refreshments at the movies?
Well, sure. It's a big affair, Abner. Don't forget that. And we want to do it upright and make a good impression on all the visitors that'll more than likely come to Pine Ridge for that premiere.
Yeah. Well, where are we going to get the money to pay for all this stuff?
Uh-huh.
Out of that $10,000 Dodge and he's left for the community?
No, we can't spend none of that for the premiere.
Well, why not? It's doing a heap of good for Pine Ridge.
Uh-huh.
What do you keep saying uh-huh for?
Oh, just so Sister Simpson will think I'm still listening.
Oh, well, you ain't.
Well, I know, but she don't know the difference. She does all the talking anyway.
Oh. Well, Lum, this premiere's going to help Pine Ridge. All the stores will do more business when the visitors is here, and everybody get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
No, but it wouldn't look right, Abner, me and you both being in the picture and all. No, we got to find some other way to raise the money.
Well, how are we going to do it?
I don't know. I'm going to leave that up to Squire Skimp.
Squire, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to appoint him head of the financing committee as soon as I can get hold of him.
Yeah.
Just a minute. I better see if Sister Simpson's through talking yet.
Well, if she is, she must not be feeling well today.
Uh-huh.
Talk by the hour.
Yeah, that sounds good, Sister Simpson. Uh-huh. Well, either red or blue, I don't care.
There we go.
Uh-huh. And she's still going strong as ever.
Yeah, well, who else is on the committees, Lum? Am I on any of them?
Oh, yeah. I got you down here for... you're the head ticket taker.
Ticket taker?
Yeah, you stand right there at the door and take the tickets as the folks go into the theater or schoolhouse.
Well, good for me.
If you want to, you can wear my air raid warden cap.
Can I?
Yeah, you can just paste a piece of paper across the front saying ticket taker on it.
Well, good for me. Wonderful.
I know you'd enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put Cedric in charge of getting some big lights to put out in front of the place.
Yeah, reckon I ought to borrow Grandpappy Spears' old band uniform and wear that, too?
Yeah, you could.
That's fancy.
What we ought to have is them great big lights that shines way up in the skies. That's the kind they use out there in Hollywood.
Yes, huh?
But I don't know where we can get none of them.
No, me neither.
Of course, Cedric could drive his car up in front of the school and shoot his searchlight up in the air. That'll help a little.
That doggy little Pearl will be tickled to death to see me standing there taking tickets.
Maybe Cedric will have an idea where we can get some of them big lights.
He might.
And let's see. Oh, yeah, head usher. I ain't got nobody for that yet. Who do you reckon would make a good head usher, Abner?
Let's see. How about Mousy Gray?
No, I already got him out working on something else.
On what?
No, I forget now. Just some little old thing.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. Pick up the receiver, Abner, and see if Sister Simpson's through yet.
All right. I wish you'd tell me, though, what it is. Now, Yes, Sister Simpson, that'll look pretty. Yeah, red streamers will be fine. Or blue. Well, either red or blue. All right, blue then. She's telling how she's going to decorate the stage now.
I don't know. Maybe it was a mistake painting her head decorator.
Well, you'd have an awful fight on your hands if you didn't. She ain't never let nobody else be head of no decorating committee for anything that's took place in Pine Ridge as long as I can recollect.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Oh, yeah, she's a decorator.
Well, she'd hurry and get off the phone so as I can get the rest of the committee to painting.
Yeah, you got a heap of a painting to do, too, you know. Say, I just thought of something here, Lon. Ain't you going to punch yourself to some committee?
No, I don't believe so, Abner.
Well, now, you got just as much right as the rest of us to be on something, Lon. We don't want to hog all the important jobs.
No, I know. I'm proud to see you get them, Abner. You deserve to get something good out of this premier.
Well, so do you. Yeah, you're in the picture, too.
Yeah, I know, but I'm willing to sit back and let others take the glory.
Oh, now, Lon.
Besides, I figure somebody will have to be free to ride in the parade.
Parade? Is there going to be a parade?
Oh, yeah, just a little one.
Huh?
Up Main Street and over to the schoolhouse just before the show. Won't be much to it.
Well, Lon, I'd like to get in that parade.
Uh-huh.
And so will Cedric and Squire. Don't forget, they're both in the picture, too.
Yeah, I know, but Squire will be awful busy counting money and taking care of the finances. And Cedric will have to be on the job handling them big lights.
Yeah.
Of course, you'll have your hands taking tickets. So it looks like I'll just have to ride in a parade for all you fellas.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I wonder where I can get a bunch of old telephone books.
Telephone books?
Yeah, we'll need some for the folks at the parade to tear up in little bitty pieces and throw them at me as I ride by.
Throw them at you?
Well, I mean little pieces, not the whole book.
Oh.
See, they can get up on the roof of some of the store buildings and throw the little pieces of paper down on me like confettis. Makes an impressive thing out of it.
Yeah, say, Lom, I believe we better get somebody else for a ticket taker. I don't believe I'd be much good at that.
Yes, you will now. You're just the man for the job, Abner. I've got to get me a fountain pen, too, so as I can sign all them autographs for the folks.
Autographs?
Yeah, I'll more than likely be swamped. Everybody be crowding around me asking me for my autograph. All my fans will be there, of course.
Well, now, Lom, I know I can't be the ticket taker then, because I'll have to be signing autographs, too.
No, I doubt if they'll ask you, Abner.
Huh?
I'm the one they'll ask for autographs. I know that.
Well, why will they want yours and they won't want mine?
Abner, listen.
Huh?
I know what I'm doing. Now, you just leave this arrangement up to me.
Well, all right, but I still believe that I ought to be there signing autographs. I can't take tickets, I'll tell you that.
Pick
right
up
now.
The receiver again, see if Sister Simpson's done talking yet.
Well, why don't you listen? It's your phone call.
It ain't the importance enough for me to handle. Now, go ahead.
All right, Dad, blame it. Yeah, that's a good idea, Sister Simpson. Well, whatever you say, either blue or red. She's up to the raft.
Wonderful world, Mr. Long, Mr. Abner.
Oh, Cedric, doggies, you always have to scare a feller when you come in the store.
I seen him coming in.
Well, I never meant to scare nobody. I just want to get some paper to write my name on.
Write your name?
Yes, Mom, look, I already got my pockets full of slips of paper with my name wrote on. But I'll need a lot more, though.
Well, what in the world's them for, Cedric?
Them's for autographs. Going to give them out the night of the premiere.
Well, just a minute, Cedric. What makes you think anybody will ask you for your autograph?
Oh, I know they will. Already got a whole list of them here.
Well?
Clarence Blevin, Shorty Bates, and Skinny Foster, and Arnold McGuire, and Frank Clancy, and Gromer Bates.
Well, how do you know they'll ask you, Cedric?
Because I paid them all 15 cents for it.
15 cents? Why, Cedric, you oughtn't to do a thing like that. That's almost like cheating or something, ain't it, Lum?
Why, of course it is. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Cedric.
Yeah, you better go back to every one of them young'uns and get your money back, Cedric.
Gosh, I worked awful hard getting all these, and... Wait a minute, there comes Mousy. I ain't got him yet.
Oh.
Well, now, don't bring up the subject around Mousy, Cedric. Don't let him know that you've been doing that at all.
No, you just forget that idea, Cedric.
Well, I worked awful hard, though.
Well, just keep quiet now, Cedric. Well, howdy, Mousy.
Yeah, howdy, Mousy. I'm sorry I won't be able to talk business with you right now, Mousy.
You won't? Well, gee, I really think I ought to make a report on my activities to you right now, Lom.
Some other time, Mousy. We'll see you later.
Yes, sir, but, Lom, it's not going well at all. I don't think you'll get many fans unless you raise your price. Cedric has already offered everyone 15 cents.
Mom?
Just a minute. Just a minute here. Lom Edwards, did you send Mousy out to get young'uns to ask
Stand
you
Stand aside, order? Abner. Let me get to that phone. I got an important call on here. I forgot.
Now, Lom, you answer me now.
Hey, shut up, Abner. I can't hear a word she's saying. Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
Yes, Sister Sampson. That'll look something wonderful. Yes, Mom. Uh-huh. Yeah, blue sounds good. Yeah, red's good, too.